Its Sea Viper missile system to bring it down yesterday, and there are no reports of any injuries. The British destroyer has been targeted by the Yemen-based group in the past, but military analyst Sean Bell says personnel need credit for remaining calm.
Defence Secretary Grant Shapps also said that the UK would be undaunted by yesterday's attacks, but I do think the crew of the of HMS Diamond deserve a lot of credit because it's not easy at all.
Two teenagers have been stabbed to death in South Bristol. Police say the 15 and 16-year-old victims have been attacked by a group of people in Knowle West last night. Two people have been arrested. The business secretary has confirmed she sacked the chairman of the post office after just over a year in the job.
My view is that sometimes you just need a different person to deal with different issues. And so I had a conversation with Mr. Staunton and we agreed that it would be right that he stepped down.
Following the departure of Henry Staunton, Kemi Badenoch revealed she needed to intervene. It comes as she says she certainly expects Fujitsu to pay compensation over the Horizon IT scandal. One person has been killed after two masked gunmen attacked a church in Istanbul. Turkish officials say it happened in the Saria district of the city shortly before midday. In sports, England's cricketers have claimed a famous 28-run victory over India in Hyderabad. Debutant Tom Hartley took seven second-innings wickets as they inflicted India first home test defeat after leading by more than 100. Italy's Jannik Sinner won a thrilling Australian Open tennis final against Daniil Medvedev. He fought from two sets down to win his first Grand Slam title. And the Black Country derby between West Brom and Wolves at the Hawthorns had to be suspended because of crowd trouble. Players were taken off in the 82nd minute with Wolves leading 2-0 in the FA Cup fourth round tie. They have now just resumed. That's the latest. I'm Charlie Max.
Thanks, Charlie.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hello, hello everyone. Vicky Michelle here with another Vix Mix on Phoenix 98FM. And I'm delighted to say the fabulous Tony Smith is with me again this week to twiddle the flashing knobs. Did you have a good show, Tony?
Yeah, thoroughly enjoyed it. We're so quick the time today.
I know, you said. That's amazing.
It's good.
Sometimes it goes fast, sometimes it goes slow.
Yeah, when you're enjoying yourself, I was having a good laugh.
Well, I think if we have a dance, it'll go quick. Do you fancy a dance?
We'll definitely have a dance during the show.
Well, everyone's been celebrating Burns Night party. They've been partying.
Yeah.
Yeah? Did you do anything?
No, I've been busy working, but did you?
No. I didn't even have a scotch.
Well,
I should have had a scotch.
It's the thought that counts.
It's the thought that counts. Okay, well, let's party today, shall we?
Yes,
why not? Shall we start with Let's Groove, Earth, Wind and Fire?
Get boogie down, down on ground. Get boogie down, down on ground. Get boogie down, down on ground. Get boogie down.
Sing.
Groove.
Earth, Wind and Fire, 1981, was a UK number three, and I'm playing it for what would have been Fred White's birthday, which would have been on the 13th of January. And this song is from the album Raise. The cover was an Egyptian theme, which was all the rage in America at the time. And Earth, Wind and Fire festooned their act with lots of Egyptian symbolism, right down to their logo. And they're still performing, and they're performing... Why don't they come over here? They're performing in the USA.
Yes, shame, isn't it? They're a massive band. And,
they're massive. I mean, they're loved all over the world.
Yeah, great. They've got a great catalogue. A great catalogue. I'd love to see them live.
Yeah, me too. Really we'd go good. To that one, wouldn't we?
Definitely.
Should drop them a line.
Yeah, they might be listening. If you are listening. Yeah,
if you're listening. Well, obviously they're listening, aren't
come
they?
Come out to London. Somewhere local.
Okay, let's play this number. It's by Van Halen, and it's You Really Got Me. Halen, 1978. Tony was pretending to do air guitar.
I did do it. I got caught doing a bit of air guitar.
He was like, just started doing it for no reason.
And the drum bit was good at the end.
Yeah, he was doing drums. He's doing the whole thing here. It was written by Ray Davis, and I'm playing it for what would have been Eddie Van Halen's birthday, which would have been on the 26th of Jan. And it was a cover of the Kinks song. But which one did you prefer?
Yeah, tricky, isn't it?
I know, we were just discussing.
Probably the Kinks was more polished, for definite.
Yeah, I didn't really know of the Van Halen one before.
It's more guitar-y, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's more... But it doesn't really sound anything like the Kinks one.
No.
But, and Van Halen played a lot of Kinks songs in their early days, largely because they were great to dance to.
Yeah, he just played them better, I think.
That guitar playing was amazing. But I think the Kinks have got to have it, haven't they? Because everyone knows that version. This track was originally released to just 35 radio stations. The following week, more than 60 stations were playing it, and within a month, 140. So,
just shows.
Mm. Yeah. And Eddie Van Halen obviously was a brilliant guitarist, and he played solo guitar on Michael Jackson's song Beat, and reportedly, Not a lot of people know this, Tom.
That's the first one of the show.
Not a lot of people know this. But reportedly, he declined cash payment in exchange for a case of beer and Michael to teach him a couple of dance moves.
Well, there you go.
There you go. And he was also an accomplished pianist and a big fan of Mozart. So guess what he named his son?
Mozart?
No. Wolfgang.
Oh, Wolfgang, yeah.
After the classical composer. And Wolfgang joined Van Halen as their bass player in 2007, but he now has his own band, Mammoth.
Wolfgang. I bet his son loves that, doesn't he?
Yeah, Wolfgang. Wolfie. Well, yeah. It's not a band, it's not bad. Yeah, nickname like Wolfie.
Yeah, I know, that's like, feel like when you shout out Wolfie, you expect a Labrador to turn up or something like that, doesn't it?
You're right.
Your Alsatian comes around the corner.
No. Van Halen. What was his son?
Wolfgang.
Van Halen's son, yeah.
Wolfgang. Boy, Wolfie.
Wolfgang. Yeah. Listen. That was it. Just Wolfgang.
That's bad, isn't it?
Okay, let's play a Wham number. This is I'm Your Man.
Baby,
That was I'm Your Man, Wham, 1985, UK number one, and I'm playing it for Andrew Ridgeley's birthday, which was on the 26th of January. This was Wham's third UK number one. The two, Andrew and George, became friends at school and began recording demo tapes in Andrew's living room. Their final concert was at Wembley Stadium in front of 72,000 people. They were so big, weren't they, Tony?
Oh, it was massive.
Massive. I used to love watching them. And following the breakup of Wham, Andrew tried his hand at Formula 3 motor racing.
Yeah, he was very talented, man.
Yeah, a bit of acting. And according to some media sources, Ridgeley amassed how much from the royalties of Wham?
That's a tricky question, because I know they gave quite a lot of royalties away, didn't they, George Michael? So I'm not sure.
Okay. 10 million.
Wow.
That was good.
Yeah, very good. You wouldn't turn that away, would you?
No. And he didn't mind George carrying on solo career.
Yeah, their Christmas song goes to charity, I know, every year.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, still.
Oh, that's really lovely.
Yeah, the original one went to charity as well.
So and I missed the Netflix documentary on the duo, which apparently was amazing, so hopefully they'll redo that. Did you see it?
No. It's a few documentaries I'm penciled in to watch, but you're just getting the time, isn't it?
Exactly. What have you been doing then? Working?
Yeah, I always seem to be working, doing something.
All right, I believe you. All right, let's play a Sam Cooke number. This is Another Saturday Night.
Another Saturday night. Seen a lot of girls since then. If I could meet them, I could get them. But as yet I haven't met them. That's why I'm in the shape I'm in. Here another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Now another fella told sister who looked just fine. Instead of being my deliverance, she had a strange resemblance to a cat named Frankenstein. Here another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some shit to talk to. Swinging two chicks on my arm. Oh, yeah. Listen to me, huh? It's hard on a fella when he don't know his way around. If I don't find me a honey to help me spend my money, I'm gonna have to blow this town. Here it's another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money. I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful. Everybody sang another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to.
Another Saturday Night, Sam Cooke, 1963. And I'm playing it for what would have been Sam Cooke's birthday, which was on the 22nd of January. And Sam wrote this while touring the UK with Little Richard in 1962. He was often referred to as the King of Soul. He began his career as a gospel singer with a remarkable vocal range. And he was also a talented songwriter, which paved the way for his crossover into pop music. And he later became a shrewd businessman. He was one of the first, not a lot of people know, he was one of the first African-American artists to own his own record label. So, well done, Sam Cooke. We liked that one, didn't we?
Yeah, that's,
yeah, we're going,
that,
oh,
doesn't
I'll
get a lot of radio
that.
Play, does it?
No, but it's really good.
Yeah,
but really we were listening to the lyrics. I'm going to get her honey so she can spend my money or whatever. And I said, are you allowed to say honey and money? No. And then there was chicks. Are you allowed to say chicks?
No, the wokery no. police will be out on force.
They ban everything.
Banging on the window.
If you've just joined us, you're listening to Vic's Mix on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Vicky Michelle, and the fabulous Tony Smith. Okay. This is for you, Tony.
I've just seen it, yeah.
Okay, Mr. Big Stuff. Who do you think you are? This is Mr. Big Stuff, Gene Knight. Mr. Big Stuff, Gene Knight, 1971. And I'm playing it for what would have been Gene's birthday, which would have been the 26th of January. She was Grammy nominated, and it was her first national hit. And up until then, singing had pretty much been a hobby to her. And prior to recording this song, Gene Knight worked as a baker at the Loyola University, New Orleans. And ironically, the song was later used in a famous pizza ad to launch a new type of pizza. It was Papa John's The Extra Large. Mr. Big Stuff. I like that.
Yeah, that's good for a pizza.
And we were just discussing other hits this year. What other hits you had? And then Tony went, well, Toot Toot.
Yeah.
I'm going, what's Toot Toot?
So I can only remember the lyrics. It was, Don't Mess With My Toot Toot.
Okay, that's really good. But what is a Toot Toot?
I know you have another woman. Ah, well, I just Googled it to see what was.
Oh, yeah, well, it's a toot-toot.
And it is, let's have a look. It's kind of like an old French-influenced Cajun Louisiana name.
Oh.
It's a corruption of a Gaelic word, tout, meaning all. So something special. Maybe your best girlfriend or your everything. So,
but don't tread on your best girlfriend, no.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
So I like toot-toot better.
Don't mess with my toot-toot. So don't mess with my girlfriend, basically.
Oh, right, okay. My toot-toot.
That was a big hit for her, actually. Yeah.
I know, you sang it really well.
80s. I just remember having it, because it was probably her biggest hit.
Yeah. before, well, apart from Mr. Big Stuff.
Yeah, it was the biggest hit of the 80s. It was the lead single off the album, which was called My Toot Toot.
All right. Well, I've learnt something today. Not a lot of people knew that. Okay, let's play. This is Rod Stewart and Jules Holland, Almost Like Being in Love.
Has been what a rare mood I'm in. Why it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why it's almost, almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me, just me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling. I would swear I was falling. Yeah, it's almost like being in love. Take it away.
Almost Like Being in Love, Rod Stewart and Jules Holland, 2024. And I'm playing it for Jules Holland's birthday, which was on the 24th of January. And it's the second single from Rod and Jules' upcoming new album, Swing Fever, due for release on the 23rd of February. I think the song they've released recently was Ain't Misbehaving.
Yes, it was, yeah. So it's really all his albums do really well.
Yeah, and it's a great combination. And The album came about as a chance phone call between the two, during which Sir Rod mentioned he'd love to do an album of big band swing classics. And Sir Rod appeared with Jules on his Hoot Nanny show this year to promote the album. The song was originally from the 1954 musical Brig a Doon. And obviously, Sir Rod, Scottish heritage, must have been celebrating Burns Night.
Yeah, he must have, yeah.
He must have been. Yeah. And, of course, Burns Night is a celebration of Scotland's greatest poet, Robert Burns. Yeah. And I forgot, I did celebrate Burns Night. Of course I did, but I did it on Friday instead of Thursday.
Yeah, it was Thursday, wasn't it?
Because my sister's chap, Tim, he was celebrating his birthday on the Friday, and he made loads of haggis.
What are you meant to do when you celebrate, then? Just have a...
You've got to have haggis. Well, he did. Mashed turnip, that's what, neeps, a mashed potato, tatties and neeps, isn't it? And he didn't do any performances of Burns' work. He didn't do any poetry on Friday. But we had a great time, but he did make some haggis, and they did a vegetarian haggis that was really good as well.
They had the National Haggis Competition the other day.
Did they?
Yeah, and it was won by an Englishman for the first time.
Wow. But no one knew. When they tasted it,
everyone.
It must have been like, okay, you're going to taste the haggis, and whoever, you can't tell them who's done it, can you? So, I mean, that must have been upsetting for them.
Well, they interviewed him, and the chap said, goes, well, why is your haggis better? And he said, well, he goes, I only put the top class ingredients in. And the presenter was like, Okay. Like that. Okay.
So no one else does.
Oh, so
when you say not, I mean, that's sheep's stomach and offal and
yeah. I don't know if I
but only the top stuff.
Yeah, only the top stuff.
Right, okay. Did you know that Rod and Jules have been friends for years and share a passion for modern railways? Model railways?
No.
Yeah, and Sir Rod...
I know he likes railways, Rod Stewart.
Yeah, and he recently revealed he has built a model railway city spanning 1,500 square metres, and it's taken him 23 years to build.
Yeah, it's in his garden, isn't it, with the football
pitch. Takes up
pitch.
Most of the third floor of his Beverly Hills mansion.
Mm.
And he's got one. Oh, he's got one. Jules claims Sir Rod gave him a great deal of advice for building his model, not least to build it in the biggest room possible.
Yeah, he's got loads of stuff like that, hasn't he?
Yeah, it's a boy thing, isn't it?
He was doing quite a bit during lockdown. He was doing the Rod Stewart with his singing with his family, and they was doing the lockdown tracks. She was playing guitar, and he was playing guitar. She was playing piano, and they'd done some fantastic tunes. And everyone, you know,
she's so lovely, Penny.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah,
really lovely lady. I saw her recently at the. Because she does policing, isn't it?
But
she's not actually special. Yeah, and they were doing some stuff for charity, which was really lovely, working with like the working dogs and everything.
Yeah, she was on the girls' program as well, wasn't it?
Loose women
during the day.
She's not doing it now. I think ever since she's got the job, I think she pops in occasionally.
Yeah.
But lovely lady. Right, I'm really excited to play this next one.
I wonder what it can be.
One guess. I'm so excited. The Pointer Sisters.
Tonight we'll put all of the things aside.
because I'm so excited. The Pointer Sisters, 1982, song made number 11 in the UK, and I'm playing it for what would have been Anita Pointer's birthday, which would have been on the 23rd of January. It was famed for its use in TV ads for crunchy bars, but also it was used so many times in films and TV shows, it became the go-to song for any producer wanting to convey excitement. And we love their songs, don't we, Tony?
Yeah.
In fact, Tony has been entertaining me with... because he said, oh, I love this one. He said, yeah, but the other, there's another couple that are really good. And I'm going, yeah, there was the other one. That was, and he went, Automatic. So he sang that. And then he went, Jump. And he, yeah, I like that one. Go on, do Jump.
Jump for your love. Jump in.
You see, this is what I have to put up with.
I know. It's the only way to remember them sometimes is to go jump.
And then... It's great because I'm getting entertained while the record's playing.
They were such massive tracks in the 80s.
Oh, they
well.
Were. They were.
They had some massive.
And that's your go-to, as well, one of your go-tos, you said, when you're doing your DJing.
Yeah, yeah. I often do, if I'm doing some of the 80s and there's certain tracks that, you know, that everyone will react to, and that's always one of them. It's got a great riff in it. It's a great, great track, isn't it? As you say, yeah. There's so many films I can remember that track being played in. It's unbelievable.
We couldn't remember the films, though.
I couldn't remember the films. I'm sure Beverly Hills Cop was one of them, but I'm just
probably.
Thinking.
Let's just say it was.
And no one will know.
Yeah, no one will know. And the Pointer Sisters began performing as a duo in 69 when June and Bonnie began performing in clubs. God, I can't get my words out now. And Anita left her job as a secretary to join them a year later with Ruth completing the lineup in 1972. And now Ruth Pointer is the only original member of the group who are still performing, and their next concerts are in March. Where?
Yeah.
The USA again.
Well, yeah, they're from America, aren't they? Yeah. I knew there wasn't the full lineup, but I wasn't sure how many there was. Just the one, which is a shame. But,
yeah, because, I mean, they're great. And you love all their songs. And you can sing them all. Which you probably do when you're DJing.
Yeah, I mean...
Do you dress up as a Pointer
Sister? Well, I was just about to say that. I probably could, get the old wigs on, and there I am.
Because you do Elvis, and you do all the others.
I'm now going to add the Pointer Sister to my list. Who knows? Yeah. I might be dressed
I've
the next time.
I've got to come and see you when you're doing that.
I might turn up at the next show dressed as Anita from the Pointer Sisters.
Yeah, you used to dress up for me, didn't you?
Do you remember that Stars in Their Eyes? He could have walked behind the screen and come out.
Yes.
Tonight, Jeffrey, whatever his name was. What was his name?
No.
I'm going to be... That, wasn't
Matthew
it?
Kelly.
Yeah, Matthew, isn't
yeah,
it? Tonight, Matthew, I'm going to be Anita from... Yeah.
Okay. Got another dance number for you. This is the E Street Shuffle, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band.
Oh,
Street Shuffle, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, 1973. And I'm playing it for what would have been keyboard player Danny Frederiki's birthday, which would have been on the 23rd of January. The name E Street was taken from a road in Belmar, New Jersey. Bruce Springsteen liked the sound of E Street, so named the band after it. And this was a favourite of Bruce's to begin with, and he played it constantly at concerts between 1973 to 1975, because it's more unusual for Bruce Springsteen. So I was trying to find like a funky number by Bruce Springsteen and I thought this was, yeah, it's good. And the, I mean, the guitar playing, everything.
Yeah, I've never heard, I've
the musicians were going, were great. Well, you were booging on down to that, though.
I know, it was a great track.
And then your name dropped.
I did not.
Go on then. Honestly,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah, I did name drop it. Because I see him over here many years ago. I was at Ferrari track day, VIP bit at the back they had, and you could see all of the Ferrari cars. It was, they was all racing at Brands Hatch. And then afterwards, they had a concert at the back on one of the back fields. And I went round the back, and Jules Holland was on stage, and he was playing, and then he brought on the guest. And I thought, what was the guest is going to be? And it was Bruce Springsteen.
See?
It was amazing.
Amazing. I mean, Bruce, he sells out his concerts, doesn't he? I mean, he's hugely, hugely popular. And you just.
Yeah, I was rather fun. There was only about 3,000 or 4,000 people there because it was just for the.
For the Ferrari
people. I was like, so it was up close and personal, I suppose, in a way.
Well, not a lot of people know this. Actually, probably a lot of people do know this. Bruce and the E Street Band are currently on a world tour. And guess where they're coming to?
Are they coming over here?
Yes.
Yeah, at last.
But Cardiff. So we'll have to go to Cardiff in May this year.
That's not too far.
So, I think, no, it's not. I like Cardiff anyway.
Yeah, it's lovely.
It's fun.
Yeah, the stadium's fantastic.
There. Yeah, fabulous. Okay, let's play an NSYNC number. This is I Want You Back. You're all I ever wanted. was I Want You Back, NSYNC, 1996. And I'm playing it for singer Joey Fatone's birthday, which is today, the 28th of January. And as well as singing with NSYNC, Joey had a small role in My Big Greek Wedding.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah. And NSYNC recently... NSYNC received its name from just... Received... That's my bad writing. It's named from Justin Timberlake's mother commenting on how in sync the band's singing voices were. That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
In sync. And the original NSYNC, Justin Timberlake, JC Chazes, Chris Kirkpatrick, Joey Fatone and Lance Bass recently teamed up for what, Tony?
Is it the Trolls film? Also, we yeah. Better Place. The track was off
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Better Place. Yeah. Yeah, we were discussing it off air. So now Tony, I think, is going to dress up as a troll as well.
Yeah.
He's going to have purple hair.
Lance Bass actually played the bass, which is quite strange, in the group.
He played the bass in the bass?
He plays bass, yeah.
Lance Bass plays
yeah,
bass.
Yeah, Lance Bass plays bass, yeah. But you're saying about making a comeback. He was he's got a brand new album coming out. In March.
Justin.
March the 15th it is, so not long to wait. Everything I Thought I Was, it's called. So
Because they did the film, it's fueled speculation that the band may get together for another reunion in the not too distant future.
But you never know. Yeah,
well, I suppose if Justin's got an album out,
I suppose
he'll leave it a little while.
Depends how well it does, I suppose. Because last time he had an album out was 2018, Man of the Woods, and it actually didn't do that well. It was a bit of a.
He's such a big star, and he does great songs.
It was kind of like. Bit of a country feel to it, and it's kind of music's kind of moved on. So on this new album, I think it's meant to be a lot more poppy. So it'd be interesting.
We'll wait and see.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see. It's March 15th.
Okay,
not long wait.
Are you going to play the song first, or am I going to play the song?
I'll let you
play. We did clash on songs last week, but let's dream on, Tone. Let's play Dreams, Fleetwood Mac.
Dreams of loneliness like a heartbeat drives you mad. And
was Dreams, Fleetwood Mac, 1977, playing it for singer Dave Walker's birthday, which was on the 25th of January. At the height of their popularity, Fleetwood Mac were Mick Fleetwood, Stevie Nicks, John McVie, Christine McVie and Lindsay Buckingham. And Stevie reportedly wrote this song in about 10 minutes in Sly Stone's recording studio, and which housed a very large semicircular bed and red velvet on the walls for inspiration.
Why are
So Sly Stone's... Sly Stone Sylvester.
Yeah.
Yay. Okay. And it was written at a time when Fleetwood Mac members were doing their songwriting individually. And despite it not being... They weren't all harmony in the group. In fact... Stevie wrote this about the breakup of her relationship with Lindsay Buckingham. And one of the lines is, players only love you when they're playing. And that's a direct dig at Buckingham.
Oh, right, yeah. This is the before. This was after Peter Green had left, didn't it? I think he was the one of the guitarists there, wasn't he?
Yeah, but they were all, I mean, I think they all broke up in the end.
Yeah. They all
but they still play together.
Yeah.
But... we love their music, and Tony loves their music. He's going, I love this song.
Yeah, you can't beat a bit of Fleetwood Mac.
No. It's always, and what a voice she's got.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And if you've just tuned in, this is Vix Mix on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Vicky Michelle, and the fabulous Tony Smith. Should we do a UB40 number?
Yes, this is a good one.
Yay, the way you do the things you do.
You got a smile so bright. You know you could have been a candle. I'm holding you so tight. And though you could have been a handle, the way you swept me off my feet, you know you could have been a blue. And baby, sun so sweet, you know you could have been some perfume. Well, you could have been anything that you wanted to. I can tell you the way you do the things you do. Alright, the way you do the things you do. As pretty as you are, been a flower, good looks were made. You know you could have been an hour. The way you stole my yard, you know you could have been a fool. And baby, you're so smart. You know you could have been a schoolgirl. Well, you could have been anything that you wanted to. I can tell you when you do the things you do. You make my life so rich. You know you could have been some money. And baby, you're so sweet. You know you could have been some money. Well, you could have been anything that you wanted to. I can tell you the way you do the things you do. Alright, the way you do the things you do. As pretty as you are, you know you could have been a flower. Good looks were mending. You know you could have been an hour. The way you stole my love. You know you could have been a fool. And baby, you're so smart. You know you could have been a schoolboy. Well, you could have been anything that you wanted to. I can tell you the way you do the things you do. Alright, the way you do the things you do.
The things you do. UB40, 1989. I'm playing it for bassist Earl Falconer's birthday, which was on the 23rd of January. And UB40 famously took their name from the unemployment benefit form UB40. And their big break came when Chrissie Hynde invited them to be her support act on a national tour. And UB40 are currently on their hits tour, arriving in the UK in April.
Yeah, be good.
We love them. Mm. And you said he came in for an interview here, didn't
you? Yeah, Ali Campbell. Mm.